everybody. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast with me, Gary Fox. This is our first ever mentor moment. This is a brand new series in the podcast, which I'm bringing to you. I'm going to break down the most impactful and insightful lessons from our most impactful and insightful guests. Our most popular episodes and our most popular guests are going to be broken down into mini lessons you can take away in under 10 minutes that will make you a better entrepreneur. Today, I hear from Aidan Corbett on why you should never, ever bootstrap a company and why you should always take the money. As always, the Entrepreneur Experiment is brought to you by Sage. Sage is the number one provider of payroll, HR, and finance software to small and medium-sized enterprises all across the world. To learn more about Sage, click the link in the description below. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple, click that subscribe button, share it with a friend. And here's our first ever mentor moment from Aidan Corbett, the co-founder of Wayflyer. They're one of Ireland's only unicorn companies, meaning they're worth over $1 billion. So whatever Aidan's got to say, I'm listening. Here's Aidan Corbett.
I would never recommend bootstrapping, particularly if you've any kind of expectations of fast growth. Always take the money. Take the money on good terms, but take the money.
That's fascinating. Mm-hmm. You've given me probably the best soundbite of the whole interview. I love that because you literally diverted my attention. I looked up at you there as you were saying it, because when you said bootstrapped, I was like, oh, tell me a little bit more about that. But then you just said, always take the money. What changed from the bootstrapping version of yourself yep. to now the subsequent versions of yourself?
So I'll talk about the couple of different reasons to bootstrap. So the best reason to bootstrap is that you can't raise any capital. And when we were starting up Cubicle, I was very new to the startup game. I'd never worked in a startup before. So we probably didn't have the company set up to grow as fast as it could have. And we probably didn't really have the value proposition down for investors to come in. But the market size was big enough. The product we had really good traction. So in hindsight, we just lacked the confidence. The reason I say that you should never bootstrap is there is no benefit to bootstrapping. So one of the perceived benefits to bootstrapping is that you maintain ownership. That's not normally the case, particularly if you have to hire really capable employees. So if I want to hire you tomorrow, Gary, and I can't pay you a salary, I have to give you a lot of equity. So you're still going to get diluted. And so if you bootstrap and you want to hire really great employees, you're still going to get diluted. So that whole thing of I maintain control, not really the case. You may control the company, but your ownership is still going to get diluted if you have to hire great employees. So that's myth number one. Myth number two is that VCs and angel investors can take control of the company and kick me out and make sure that we work really slowly. That was probably more prevalent in the past, but today, when there's really transparent documents around safe investments, which YC have pioneered, and Series A terms, which tend to be quite uniform across the board, it's very easy, to be honest, for the entrepreneur to maintain control of the company as long as they have good advice. So today, if you do take on external money from angels or from VCs, with a modicum of good advice, you won't end up giving up control of the company, certainly for, you know, three or four rounds. So we've been through quite a lot of fundraising in Wayflyer. We still control the board. Our investors can input, but we still have control over the future of the company. So they're the two main myths to remove around bootstrapping. The negatives to bootstrapping are you end up making short-term decisions. If we have no money in the bank, we are more likely to take the small little consulting project on the side that allows us to pay the bills. We are also likely to add features that suit one big customer to get the deal over the line, but in actual fact, you're not on the long-term roadmap. So you cannot make good long-term decisions if you bootstrap, and that kills product development. And then the last element around bootstrapping is that if you do end up gaining some product market fit by bootstrapping, you then need to spend money on sales and marketing. Whether you're in B2C or you're B2B, you need to spend money on sales and marketing. And to spend money on sales and marketing, you need cash. And to do that, you need to raise money. So if you do manage to find product market fit after you've bootstrapped, you're still going to need some cash. So in that environment, I would always take the money.
That's an incredible summary. I've just written down 5 minutes to 9 minutes pull out for a segment. That's that's super advice. And I love the way you broke that down in terms of, it's funny how myths propagate throughout the years. We all have that popular culture myth of like, oh, he got forced out in a boardroom battle and all those kind of old stories.
It can happen. And it can normally happen if you've got bad advice. So you see fights between investors and entrepreneurs, and I've had them in the past in certain circumstances. But if you get really good advice and you take money from actual angels rather than people who just want to invest in early stage companies, that problem has largely solved itself in the US, and it is solving itself in the UK and in Ireland.
Where do you get good advice?
I will plug the best Irish lawyer for companies like ourselves, Deirdre McCarthy, who works in Maples. We've used a lot of the law firms. She is the best. Talk to Deirdre if you're doing anything in relation to a startup.
That is an incredible endorsement. No, I love getting that, because often you hear, and people are quite cagey sometimes, but you're revealing the secret sauce or the special advisor. That's super, because that's what the pod is all about. It's like just sharing information. So that's super. So you get good legal advice.
Yep. Just use Deirdre.
Perfect. That's we can end, and that's the end of the pod. Thank you very much.
You take one thing from this, just call Deirdre if you need to raise money.
Deirdre's just going to be clipping this and playing it over and over on LinkedIn.
Absolutely.
Credit the Entrepreneur Experiment, Deirdre.